Okay, everybody, welcome. Merry Christmas again. Happy holidays. This is going to be my last video of the year. We're going to talk about the relationship between the Bitcoin market cap and miners. All right. So thank you again for tuning in, and I hope you have enjoyed this new format of discussing the charts, the big picture, the panoramic views of Bitcoin and the markets, and the money supply. Lots more to come with this format next year. I do hope you've enjoyed this new format, in addition, of course, to the long form podcasts. So as I said, this is going to be the last video of the year, and let's discuss the Bitcoin market cap versus mining, and how do we make that correlation? How do we make that connection? We're going to look at miner revenue, and not just any miner revenue, not just miner revenue in the last block or the last day, or if it has to do with lots of fees from ordinals and inscriptions. No. Always big picture here. We're going to look at the trailing 12-month rolling network revenue to miners. So I'll explain. This is just the log scale on the left-hand side of the good old Bitcoin price. All right, so I'm stopping as of December 27th, even though I'm recording this on December 29th. $43,400 per Bitcoin. It has dropped a little bit as of this recording, but it's good enough for the multiple. Okay, so this is the price. Now, the market cap as of the moment is about $850 billion, which is pretty strong. All right, that's a bigger market cap than Visa and MasterCard, even though, as I've pointed out many times, Bitcoin as a network is not comparable to Visa and MasterCard. It's more comparable to the monetary base or the base money of a nation's currency, such as the dollar monetary base, which is $5.5 trillion roughly, or the European Union's euro monetary base, which is a similar size, and on down the line. So that's the comparable metric that Bitcoin, it's in the same arena of the monetary base. Nonetheless, an $850 billion market cap is pretty big, bigger than Visa, bigger than MasterCard. So it's just interesting to keep in mind here at the end of 2023. So we got $850 billion roughly in market cap. How much money do miners make over a trailing 12-month basis? All right, big picture, it's a financial term, trailing 12 months. If you just took every block, every day, whether it's fees from ordinals and inscriptions or just regular good old Bitcoin transactions, plus that block subsidy, all right, that block subsidy, which is 6.25 Bitcoins per block, you add all that together, you roll it, you look at over a trailing 12-month basis. How much is that in dollar terms? At the moment, it's about $10 billion. $10.4 billion, roughly. Okay, so now when I give you those figures, we can do the multiple. And this multiple will link, it will link these two economic metrics, that is market cap and miners. And once you create that linkage, you can start to understand what is what as far as price and market cap itself is concerned. All right, so as I've, this is a term that I've coined, I've been publishing it since the publication of my website in 2017, the Bitcoin price to sales ratio. Very simply, this is a financial term. You take the market cap, $850 billion, divided by trailing 12-month network revenue, all right, $10.3 billion. That's going to give you a ratio. I'm going to put that ratio on the screen right now. Okay, so there it is in orange. And you can see as of today, let's just even zoom in, make it easy on ourselves. As of today, that ratio is 81.8x. Okay, so 850 billion divided by 10.4 billion, roughly 81.8x market cap divided by miner trailing 12-month revenue. Now, this can start to interpret and or give us an interpretation, I should say, of relative value that Bitcoin as a system is delivering to users. And how can we understand that value? Of course, market cap is one of those. But again, we want to create a linkage to what's happening on the ground day in and day out. Still big picture, trailing 12 months. How do you do that? You look at the miner revenue. That's how much miners make when they plug in. Doesn't matter, some plug in, some plug out. But everybody that's contributing to the Bitcoin network, contributing to that hash rate, they're going to earn money. And this is a gross figure, I should stress. This is why it's price to sales, not price to earnings, PE ratio, because this is before expenses. Okay, but when you get that figure, you can at least understand now the relationship in terms of a multiple of how valuable the system is, $850 billion worth of market cap, divided by how valuable transactions are, getting transactions included in the blockchain at any given time, $10.3, $10.4 billion worth of miner revenue over the trailing 12 months, you create that linkage, then you can start to see the relationship between these two variables. Okay, so here it is. All right, and when we can see that the price runs well ahead of the underlying value that miners contribute to the system, you get these spikes. Okay, so this, I've talked about this many times already with this new chart format. We get up to 60 here in 2013. In 2017, we got up to over 100. I think it was 110 or so. And then, of course, in the showed only one top in 2021, the first top. And there we got up to 170x. That is, the market cap is 170 times more than miners as an aggregate, as a whole, are making over the trailing 12 months. And you remember, I told you that the miner revenue is roughly $10.4 billion trailing 12 months at the moment. Here, it topped out at about $16 billion. Okay, so $16 billion is the top, $10 billion is right now. And we just look at this multiple to see, well, where is the price fitting in, okay? And we can take this analysis a little bit further. As always, you know, I like to look at percentiles, because that's going to show us, you know, some bands, some relative value of where this multiple sits. Okay, so you can see that, of course, it does trend up. That's fine. But let's create some bands. Now, one way to do it is look at the all-time average of the multiple. Here it is. All-time average is 81.8x. All right, that's not so helpful, though, because the Bitcoin system is so young, so early. We actually don't know where the multiple is going to settle out when Bitcoin becomes the gargantuan system that it does, okay? So you can see that clearly in the early days, 81x doesn't help. In the later days, it's better. We're right at the all-time average right now, literally, 81.8x, okay? And it's literally 81.8x as of December 27, 2023, the orange line. But, you know, it's not so good, you can see. It's just, it's a young system. We don't know yet the data. So I'm going to take the average off, and I'm going to do a regression trend line. As usual with Bitcoin, the power regression is the best. Okay, so see the prior videos about power regressions, about how to make that formula. Here you can see the regression. Even if it's only a 60% R squared, it hugs the multiple much better than the all-time average. Okay, so we can see that it's increasing, and no one knows where it's going to go. We do know Bitcoin's going to be a major asset globally, but this is clearly increasing at the moment. So it's much better to view our multiple analysis using this as our baseline. Okay, so now let's do standard deviations. Let's go one sigma down, one sigma up. Okay, so anything, now we're still talking in terms of multiples here. Anything inside these blue dotted lines represents something that happens two-thirds of the time. 66-67% of the time, the multiple is going to be inside these blue bands. Okay, so we can see that as a multiple here, 82x, which we are right now, it is above the all-time trend line. And actually, you can see that I didn't comment on where the multiple was as far as the regression trend line. You can see that it's a little bit higher. Okay, so unlike the average where it was basically right on it, let's zoom in. The regression trend line here is about 60x, 59x. The multiple, again, 82x. So we're quite a bit above. But, you know, how is that going to fit into the rest of the life cycle of Bitcoin, the rest of all of these different booms and busts? Where does it fit in? Well, we're still well within one standard deviation. We're still well between those blue bands. So that's why it helps not only to look at the trend line, all right, of the thing that you're trying to analyze, but also one sigma down and one sigma up. So we are above the all-time trend line. That would suggest if you're above the all-time trend line, as far as this metric is concerned, market cap is getting a little bit, it's getting a little bit hot as opposed to mining revenue, you know, just the underlying benchmark of what miners make, which is only $10.3 billion per year only. I remember the old days when it was well under a billion for sure. So it's just to show you that obviously this multiple can be well above this trend line. It can be well below, but we're just trying to understand generally what that means as far as how the Bitcoin cycles work. And so we are above the all-time trend line, but we're well inside one standard deviation at the moment, okay? Where you would really want to be concerned on the upside is when you get to two sigma up. And here we can see that this is very rare. That's why the trend line, this band, this red dotted line band needs to be quite high, is because it's pretty rare. When that multiple gets up in this territory, it's extremely rare. Okay, it happened in 2011, happened in 2013, 2017, and 2021. So roughly these four-year cycles and some change with 2011, very rare. And again, this I'm not saying that it's definitely going to be, let's look at the two-year up band, 228x when Bitcoin tops next. I'm not saying that. No one knows. It's possible that it could be that way. It's also possible that maybe it's only around 130x. And maybe over time, after the next 10 years or so, as far as this metric is concerned, we'll see that, you know, this is a pretty high number. And that just will be the ratio that mining revenue versus market cap will settle in on, or something under this level, let's say, under 130, may even be the all-time average, okay? Which right at the moment is 82. A lot of lines on this chart at the moment. I didn't even put two sigma down just to show you. The two sigma down move, which would be very, very rare, I'm showing you that just now to add another line to the chart, that would be 21x. Okay, so that's very, very rare. That's crypto winter type rare, where the market cap is only 21x more than trailing 12-month mining revenue. That we're obviously very far away from that now. And what does that represent? Again, that's a outside of a 95 percentile move. And it's actually 97.5 because it's 2.5% on the top, 2.5% on the bottom. Let's take off the blue just to make that clear. Okay, so anything inside these red bands, it's 95 percentile event. Okay, so 95% of the observations are in between these red bands. Okay, and that's based on the all-time trend. Let's take the average off now. This is just how it looks. So you can see this starts to establish a baseline, a border for typically where the market cap is going to trade versus where trailing 12-month mining revenue of about $10.4 billion at the moment will trade. Okay, so again, you're at 95% of the observations are inside these red bands. That means if the multiple goes above that, like it is here, it's a 2.5 percentile move. Very, very rare. Only 2.5% of the time, the PSR is going to be higher than the red bands, and 2.5% of the time, it's going to be lower than the lowest, the lower red band. So that's how that standard deviation works. It's just, I know I've said this so many times in prior videos, but it just helps people that find this, I think, to understand the range, what we're talking about here when we're talking about what Bitcoin is actually doing, not listening to the any number of clickbait and gotcha headlines that the mainstream media puts out. This is what's actually happening with the Bitcoin network economically, as far as miners are concerned. So we're well inside a normal range, a little bit heavy as far as price and market cap goes, and that we're above the all-time trend, which is a decent 60% R squared. It's not great, but it's still it's clearly going up at the moment. The trend is going up. That's why it's better to use that than the PSR. It's why it's better to use that than the all-time average, right, which is here in the dotted line. And then finally, the last thing I want to say about this metric is, again, PSR is before expenses. PSR is not PE. PSR is not price to earnings ratio. price to earnings would be after expenses. And when you do after expenses, then you can start to compare different industries, different assets like stocks. You can't do that with this, okay? So if you're thinking about this is just a huge PSR, 80, whatever, or 100 here, that has no comparison with a PE of a stock, none at all, because this is before expenses, all right? Miners, some miners operate on decent margins, some not so much, some have to unplug. Every miner individually will have their own unique PSR, of course, but also unique PE, price to earnings ratio. That's very difficult to calculate, all right? You'd have to be well entrenched in the mining industry, which I'm not, to get a sense of it. But as far as globally, network-wide, what the PSR is, it's very transparent, it's very clear. This is the beauty of the blockchain. It's this. Okay, so PSR is not comparable with PE. Just remember that. This is unique to itself. We really don't know what a blockchain-based, Bitcoin-based PSR, mining PSR, that is market cap to network revenue ratio, will settle out to be over the long term. Remember, we've only had 15 full years of Bitcoin, less than that as far as full pricing action goes. Remember, I started Bitcoin Pizza Day here, May 22nd, 2010. So it's a young network, but it's amazing to see the growth, obviously, and it's very interesting to track this because this creates that linkage between the, let's say, more esoteric market cap value, which is, you know, we have some coins that are locked up, some that aren't. It's very, you know, it's certainly more transparent than many things in the stock market. But, you know, market cap is big, big number. And miner trailing 12-month revenue is very, very concrete, very, very solid. And that is coming in at about $10.4 billion per year. So that creates a very hard linkage between the two. And then we can judge the relative value of the Bitcoin network because of that. So it's a little bit longer video than I intended to make to finish up the year, but if you managed to the end, thank you very much. Really, really appreciate it. Happy, happy new year. Have a good one, and looking forward.